This is 90.1 WABE Friday morning, and as you check your day planner for the weekend, you may want to leave some space for what Mara Davis is about to share with us. It's time for Mara's Music Mix. Hello, Mara.
Look at you, Steve. You got a pumpkin spice latte and everything. You're so in the mood for fall. You're just all about it.
I am. I'm autumnal.
So let's start with a concert at Chastain Park. For the Chastain Park Conservancy, it's their annual show, and this year they will have the great Chuck Leavell along with Michelle Malone and Randall Bramlett. So that is going to be a beautiful night. I mean, what a great place to see a show in
Absolutely.
The fall.
Rock Chastain, they're coming. It's a fundraiser for the Chastain Conservancy. They've redone the tennis center. They've done some bike trails and hiking paths, if you will. If you can hike around Chastain Park, why not? So it's a good cause.
Hike around Chastain Park. That's good.
Well, it's hilly.
In a tennis skirt. That's your favorite.
Okay, now that you created that image, go to Rock Chastain. Chuck Leavell will be there.
He will. And who doesn't love Chuck Leavell? I mean, he's sort of a Rolling Stones local darling. And he does a terrific solo show as well with all these special guests. I think that'll be great. That's the Chastain Park Conservancy show with Chuck Leavell at Chastain tonight.
Mentioned Randall Bramlett playing with Chuck Leavell on Friday night at Chastain. He's in town on Saturday as well, Mr. Bramlett.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about the Wire and Wood Festival in Alpharetta. You know, Alpharetta's really changing for the best. There's, you know, Avalon and all of these great restaurants are coming on the scene, but now a terrific music festival. It's been going on for a bit. It's happening actually tonight and tomorrow night. I will be emceeing, so you can look for me there, Steve.
Okay, I will. I'll be right up at the front.
Please do.
And I'll have my little autograph book with me.
Yeah, I'll sign it for you. I'll take a selfie with you. I'm really good at those. But a great lineup. Everybody from, as you mentioned, Randall Bramlett, Edwin McCain, Parker Millsap, Chris Stills, son of Stephen Stills, FYI, Jim Lauderdale, and many, many more performing. A couple of stages there, and it goes on tonight and tomorrow night.
$30 tickets. That's a pretty good deal for all that.
And kids welcome.
Yeah.
So that's very Alpharetta. Get your kids into music early on. That's the Wire and Wood Songwriters Festival tonight and tomorrow night in downtown Alpharetta. Since we're talking family-friendly events, I want to bring to your attention Parktoberfest, which is in Whittier Mill Village. It's a city park, and they've been doing this for a couple of years now, where they invite families, and there's food, and there's crafts, and they have a great set of music as well. So if you want to see bands like Old Salt Union, Guthrie Brown, and The Family Tree, and their headliner Whiskey Shivers, this would be a fun event for you.
Whittier Mill Village, I've not been to. It's up on the Chattahoochee, North Atlanta, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And they partner with Park Pride, so it's all a way to keep the park more beautiful. And, you know, who doesn't want to support funds to make a park more beautiful?
And they're serving beer, aren't they?
Is that a deal breaker for you?
Well, I don't know. It's just for those who like to drink beer.
Yes.
And listen to bluegrass.
They will have craft beer and food, Steve, for you, just so you know. Okay. You know, and you're talking about 22 acres of green space here, so this is really going to be a beautiful, beautiful event. That's why I wanted to highlight it. That's Parktoberfest in Whittier Mill Village, Saturday.
Coming to Cobb County, one of the members of the Eagles. I think your favorite member of that band, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that would be Joe Walsh.
Okay.
But Don Henley is
would
coming
be in the
to
top
town.
Five,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
Yeah. Don Henley has a new album called Cass County, and he's done a couple of very cranky interviews. You know what's weird about him? It's like a lot of people have sampled Eagles music and his music. He is not into that. But he is going country. That's what you do now. It's like you can't get played in rock music anymore. Hey, everybody, I'm country now. But that isn't so much of a stretch for Don Henley because, you know, the Eagles were pretty much a glorified country band. So you will hear stuff from Cass County. And by the way, that album has a lot of guest spots on it. People like Mick Jagger, Miranda Lambert, Merle Haggard, they're all on that record.
Great album. I think Cass County is his best-selling solo album ever. Yeah, that's hard to believe. But it is, and it's only been out for a little bit.
That's crazy to think that, because you think of, like, Dirty Laundry, End of the Innocence, and all that stuff. In this one, people want their Don Henley.
Yeah.
They really do.
And you're one of them, right there next to Joe Walsh. Sean Colvin is the opening act for Henley's show, by the way.
That's Don Henley at the Cobb Energy Center on Saturday night.
All the time. You can't go on with all of these actions to grind.
So Mark Broussard is such a great performer. He always does big things when he comes to town. Once you've seen Mark Broussard once, you always want to go back and see him again and again and again. If you like Cajun New Orleans music, he's a terrific piano player. He's a lot of fun, a lot of energy on stage. Have you seen him before?
No, but he's the son of Ted Broussard of the Boogie Kings. So he comes by all this great musical talent, honestly.
Yeah, he's a super talent. Worked with him a lot at Dave FM. And so I always want to highlight him when he comes to town because if you love that kind of music, he's going to be so great and in a fabulous venue.
200 miles behind, off to this roadside.
That's Mark Broussard at Terminal West on Saturday night.
There's a band playing at the Loft on Saturday night that you've added to the list for us today. It's a Heartland Rock, some people call this, a band from Portland, Oregon. Blitz and Trapper.
I love this band. To me, they sound like a new band that's a classic rock band. I can't put my finger about it, but it's a little bit of country, it's a little bit of rock. It's instantly likable and listenable, and I think they are really going to get a lot bigger. So this is a nice small venue to see them in, but I'm a fan of Blitz and Trapper.
You know, Mara, whenever you say it's a little bit country, it's a little bit rock, I just start thinking of Donny Osmond. So, and it sends me down a path I can't get away from. So, let's say it's a little bit rock and a little bit country.
I will be your Marie anytime.
Okay.
Blitz and Trapper will be playing music from their latest album called All Across This Land. And I just think you're going to love them. I think they're just so great.
You know what they did last spring? They released a cover of Neil Young's Harvest, the entire album. They did. A cover version of it.
That's a big thing for artists to do. I mean, look what Ryan Adams has done with Taylor Swift's album. I'm sure Neil Young was flattered by that. Why wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, and they did a great job, too. I mean, yeah. And they did it just like Neil did it. I mean, it wasn't like this is Blitz and Trapper's interpretation of the album Harvest. It's like we're gonna channel Neil Young. Really,
yeah.
Really odd.
Note to artists, don't do that with Don Henley. I don't think he'd like that. He's not, no. Just don't. Don't even touch it. Don't even look at him. Don't even touch him. Don't.
Take my hand. Wave it up all across the estate.
That's Blitz and Trapper at the Loft on Saturday night.
I don't think people can camp out in Piedmont Park. I'm pretty sure they can't, but I have it on good authority that Mara Davis has already pitched a tent in a clump of trees behind the promenade there. She's waiting for Jason Isbell, yes.
Yes, I have been waiting for this show for a really long time. And by the way, I hope you heard my interview with Jason, which I had to preface in the beginning. Our producer, Mike Johns, was cracking up because I was like, listen, before I even talk to you, I hope I don't creep you out because I love you.
And then we had the automatic bolts on the doors go click.
Yes, and he did not block me from Twitter. He followed me on Twitter. So that like made my year.
Just another drunk daddy with a white man's point of view. I can see you in my mind's eye catching light. Sleep beside the river if we make it out of town tonight.
But Jason Isbell, of course, is going to be performing his amazing, incredible, beautiful, I predict, Grammy-winning album, Something More Than Free, at the Park Life Festival. But you know how much I love Jason, but the lineup is fantastic. Chris Stapleton, awesome artist. We've talked to him before. He was recently here at the Variety. Strand of Oaks, they are a fantastic band. And also Natalie Prass. This is going to be a spectacular day of music. That's the Park Life Festival at Piedmont Park on Sunday. So this is going to be a really special night on Monday night. I want to extend this a little bit because I think this is totally unique and very, very cool. Elvis Costello has written a book called Unfaithful Music and Disappearing Ink. And This memoir is going to be discussed at length with Elvis in a sit-down Q&A with Chuck Reese from The Bitter Southerner. I love The Bitter Southerner. I am a proud member. I give my donation every year. I wear my t-shirt proudly. And I'm mad that I'm not moderating this, Steve, with Elvis Costello. But I can't be mad because Chuck Reese is so terrific, and I know he will do a fantastic job. So if there's anything you ever wanted to know about Elvis Costello, they're going to be breaking it down on Monday night at the Variety.
Yeah, so it's just a Q&A. It's probably not any music being performed. It's just a relaxed interview on a stage.
How great is that? I mean, that's an interview. I'm sure Chuck is so nervous. He has to be.
I think he'll do a great... He's a great journalist anyway. So it's just...
1,000% awesome journalist. He's the only person who would be better than me. I am giving you a long look every day. So that's Elvis Costello with Chuck Reese from The Bitter Southerner doing a in-depth discussion at the Variety Playhouse on Monday night.
We're all getting older, even as we sit here. We're aging through time, aren't we, Mara?
Yes.
And here we go. Zach Hansen is turning 30 this week.
I know. You know, here's the thing with Hansen. I put them on the list because... they are amazing performers and singer-songwriters, and they're, of course, famous for their song "Mbop." But they have been singing and writing and performing for years. They are a trio with a lot of musical power. I think they're just awesome.
They're playing at Center Stage, right? There was a time, of course, these guys filled arenas. The first time they played Atlanta was in '98. They filled up Lakewood Amphitheater. So now they're at Center Stage.
So there you go. That's a message to you, Justin Bieber. Either, you know.
It's just 5 years before Bieber's at Steve's listening room in Sandy Springs.
Okay. That's Hansen at Center Stage on Monday night. Oh, yeah.